Good evening and welcome to Fall Into Fitness. My name is Rochelle Rice and I thank you for joining me tonight. I was excited to present this evening's call because when there's a change of season, it's always a nice new chance to start afresh or start anew. And with the beginning of the cooler air or cooler weather we seem to feel today, I thought it was perfect timing for us to get started on this call tonight. So the Fall Into Fitness, I thought I'd like to begin with a few stretches so that we can all move a little bit. I know some of you on the call have had a stressful day or an emotional day. So I can talk you through these stretches if you would like to participate. So you're sitting nice and tall on the chair and the phone is on the left ear. Just bring your right arm all the way up to the ceiling and then side stretch over to the left. Right, so the right arm is up and you side stretch, tilting your body a little bit to your left. Inhale through your nose and exhale mouth. Inhale through your nose and exhale mouth. Inhale through the nose and exhale mouth. And one more time, inhale, and exhale. Good. Inhale brings you all the way up, straight up and down, and relax your right arm all the way down. Change the phone to the right ear if you would like. Your left arm stretches up to the ceiling. Inhale, and as you exhale, side stretch to your right. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, one. Breath, inhale. Exhale, two. And inhale. Exhale, three. Once again, inhale. And exhale on four. Good. Inhale all the way up. And relax the left arm down. Good. If the phone is on the right ear, just keep it there and gently turn to your left, looking over your left shoulder. I always like to say like you're backing up the car. Stay here as you take a breath. Inhale. Exhale, one. In through the nose. Exhale, mouth. Breath, inhale. Exhale, three. And once more, inhale. And exhale, four. Good. Come back to the center. If you need to change the phone, change it to the left ear. And now gently turn towards your right. Try to keep your feet flat on the floor and the knees pointing straight ahead. As you look over the right shoulder, inhale through the nose. Exhale, mouth. Breath, inhale. Exhale, two. And inhale. Exhale, three. And once more, breath in. And exhale, four. Good, and gently come back to the center. Place one or two hands, palms down on the thighs. On the inhale, now you're going to roll forward on the pelvis and bring your heart and face up towards the sky. So you're arching up. And then as you exhale, round your back, draw the chin in towards the chest and curl your spine in a C curve. Inhale, rock forward again on the buttocks, lifting up the heart and the face towards the sky as you inhale. Exhale, rock back on the pelvis, curl the spine into a C curve, tucking the chin way in. Inhale, rock forward on the pelvis, lifting, stretching up, up, up. Exhale, through the mouth, round and deepen. Two more, breath, inhale, stretch, lift. We're really working the spine. Exhale, round and deepen. And one more time, rocking forward. Inhale, lifting the heart. Stretch, reach, lift all the way up. And exhale, curl round and deepen. Good. And then bring yourself to an upright seated position. Just take a moment again and notice how your body feels. So those are three stretches that we did, the side stretch, the rotation, and the arch and contract. And all of them moved the spine in a different direction, which should help you feel perhaps a little bit more energized or a little bit more centered, because we've just moved the body a little bit. Good. So stay sitting nice and tall. We've worked on the inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Let's try a few more of those. As you inhale, feeling your abdominal wall rise. As you exhale, draw the abdominals in. On the inhale, feel the abdominal wall rise. Expand the abdomen. Exhale, draw the navel toward the spine. And one last time, inhale, expand, and exhale, draw the navel to the spine. Good. And then just rest. Okay. So, fall into fitness. There's three things I want to speak about this evening. One is the change of weather. Two is the change of clothes. And three is the change of movement. Now, as I said at the start of the call, the fall season is a wonderful time to sort of restart, reboot, re-energize your movement program after a long, hot summer, the long, lazy days of summer. And one of the things that we're already noticing is the change of the weather. The weather has been a little bit cooler, at least today anyway. The days are getting a little bit shorter. And there's not the humidity that we were dealing with, especially on the East Coast. So the change of weather invites this possibility of being able to enjoy being outdoors even more. During the hot summer season, perhaps many of us stayed inside for indoor activities because either the heat or the all air quality control was just too much to be outside during the day. So the fall is a wonderful time to get outside and enjoy being outdoors now that the really hot, hot summer days are over. Some of my clients get very concerned when the weather changes because there's the wondering the shorter days of the winter coming in, and am I going to get stuck in a rut and not want to go outside? The thing is, with the cooler weather, with the cooler weather, it's so much better to be outdoors in the fresh air for as long as you can, getting the sunshine, getting the breeze, getting the air. And the reason for all of this is it invigorates you to step outside of not only your home but even your office. Many of us are in stagnant office air all day long. So by getting out into this cooler weather, we have an opportunity to really embrace a full breath like we were working on tonight with the inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. The cooler weather also brings the beautiful fall foliage, which offers many outdoor opportunities, as well as many other outdoor activities, which we'll talk about on the third section here. So it's a time to really embrace the weather, keep a track of what the temperatures and all are, and invite yourself to get outside and enjoy the cooler weather. Now, the second thing about the fall into fitness is the clothing. A lot of times we'll tend to wear a lot of clothes to stay covered up. But what happens is while the cool mornings or the cool evenings, we may need that extra shirt on, we need to be able to layer the clothes so that as we get moving, we can start to take the clothes off and either place them aside or wrap them around the waist, whatever. You need to pay attention to the clothing that you're wearing as we go into the cooler weather. The other thing I wanted to mention when it came to the clothing is to make sure, especially if those of you that might be doing a walking or a more rigorous movement program, is to make sure you're wearing the appropriate sports bra or bra. I've often seen clients who end up, if they're doing some of these long walks or the breast cancer walks or any of the types of things, where they'll end up with blisters under their breasts from the chafing, from not having the appropriate sports bra on. So there's the company Junonia, is it J-U-N-O-N-I-A, Junonia.com, has some excellent sports bras. But the sports bra should have that feeling of pressing the breasts up towards your body and give you excellent support. Some women I know have been to wear two bras or maybe one bra and one sports bra. Just make sure that there's no chafing and that you're able to keep the breasts close to the body and not sort of coming down the front of the body. Keep them lifted up as much as possible to reduce the chafing that's going on. The thing about the clothing also is to make sure that you have the type of either bike shorts or pants where chafing is also reduced. I hate to see women, it's sad to me when women have to stop their fitness routine or their movement routine because of the chafing either under the breasts or the inner thighs. So be sure that the underneath clothing as well for the thighs reduces the chafing. With regards to clothes, you also want to make sure you have the appropriate socks, not too hot, not too thin. Making sure that as you're walking, if the feet are sweating, that you've got the right socks on that'll help wick away some of the sweat. Or if you're a cotton person, that it's not too soggy as you're walking, that your feet don't get so sweaty that they end up blistering also. Be sure that you have the appropriate shoes on. We tend to run in wider, many of us tend to run with wider toe box. So some of those brands that work well for the outdoor activities or indoor are the New Balance and Saucony or Saucony shoes tend to run wider in the toe box. Again, you want to make sure you get the shoes that are really appropriately fit for you. And also, if you have brand new shoes, be sure when you're wearing them that you're not wearing them for a long period of time to start. Give yourself some time to break these shoes in. Coming back to the upper body, with the T-shirts and all that we talked about, try to go for the lighter clothes on the top. If you need to layer up, just be sure that you can take them off as you go along and keep your arms free by being able to tie the extra shirt around the waist perhaps, or tuck it into a pack that you might have. When you're doing a movement program outside, you want to carry as little as possible. I said the only thing I ever weigh in my classes or with my clients are the bags they carry. Most of the time the backpacks or the briefcases or the computer bags that women are carrying are a minimum of 5 pounds. And that's like doing a free weight workout with 5 pounds. So try to lighten up, especially if you're out to do movement. If you're trying to get your movement on your way to and from work, just, again, plan in advance that you're not taking too much on your back or across your shoulder or on your shoulder. At the very least, try to drape it across the body if you can, and be sure to change from side to side. Now, lastly, is this change of movement. Sometimes we get stuck in a rut or just need to jumpstart our movement program. And this is the part that I think I'm most passionate about, is how do you get out of this rut, or how do you get started, or what do you do? So the first thing is to try what I call a buffet of movement. Now, I've done this a few times before, but the buffet of movement is to begin with the letter A and list out an activity that you enjoy, or any activity, you don't even have to enjoy it to start out with this, an activity that begins with the letter A, and then go to B and C and D and continue all the way down through the alphabet. Now, you don't need to love every activity on there, but what happens is it starts to help you think outside of your normal routine, or it helps maybe ignite a passion for some other type of movement that you hadn't even thought about. So by going through this and creating what I call this buffet of movement, it creates possibilities for you to try some different activities this fall. So, for example, maybe the B is bowling and you've never even thought about bowling before. Perhaps there's a bowling league either in your local area through meetup.com maybe, or maybe there's a bullying league right within your corporation or the company that you work for. Let's take it down to another letter. Let's go with, oh, I came up with a blank, I'm sorry. Let's go with the letter D. Maybe it's diving. Maybe it's that in the diving in the swimming area. So perhaps, again, this meetup.com is one of my favorites to find who's doing diving, who's doing swimming, or is there some course that's being offered at the YMCA. But by going through that A through Z of your buffet of movement should help to begin to open you up to some movement possibilities and at the very least ignite a passion for something new that you'd like to embrace. Now, the other thing about the change of movement is I am a huge fan of group activities. It's my belief that you should be involved in a minimum of one organized group activity per week. And what I mean by that is either it's, say, one yoga class per week, or it's one bowling league on a Friday night, or it's one organized activity where there's a group of people getting together to do the activity. Perhaps it's a walking club that you decide to do on a Saturday. The reason this is so valuable and so important is because many times we feel alone. We feel we are the only ones that need the motivation. We feel we're the only ones that are home sitting on the couch. We feel we're the only ones that need to, you know, if only I could just do X. So the group provides not only the what I call release from the isolation, meaning you've just got a group of new best friends to do your activity with, but it also helps you stay on track, and it provides as well a sense of community and support. What I have found over the course of the years is that people who are engaged in group activity tend to stay engaged for a much longer period of time, even if the activity changes. So if a client began with bowling and she did it for the year and a year later decides to go over to swimming, she's still moving to another activity, but still engaged in group. Group has a huge amount of benefits. And the last one to me that's most important is we sometimes feel we have to do this by ourselves. I can do this, or there's some, you know, courageous effort to make this all, and I can make this happen. I can do this by myself. I have the willpower. I have the determination. I'm sure you do, but at the same time, it's so much better and so much more fun to engage with other people toward an active lifestyle. And I can guarantee that when you are with a group, you have a much higher chance of continuing with your active lifestyle. Now, these are the three things: the change of weather, the change of clothes, and the change of movement, that help you to sort of upgrade or reboot or redo your fitness routine for the fall. All of these offer interesting opportunities that either can cost you a lot of money or no money at all. And the reason I say no money at all is because you should have access to any type of movement program for you, without any discrimination or without any concern about finances. So if it's just the walking program, and I say just, meaning if you're doing a walking program, it's easy to get involved with a free group online and get outside. The same with the clothes. It's possible that you probably already have everything that you need. You don't need to go out and buy anything new or expensive unless you feel that you're ready to do that. And also with the movement, there are so many, especially I think most of you on the call are in New York City, there are so many movement opportunities in New York City that are little or no cost. So to invite you to get involved in some of these things and look in, maybe through a meetup group or something like that to help you get excited about your next fitness program. So what I'd like to do at this time is invite you to unmute your line if you would like. And what I'd like to do is work together on the call with the buffet of movement to see if we work as a group, because I'm a huge fan of group, if we work on the buffet of movement together and then work on the talk about the change of the weather, the change of the clothes. And also, if any of you on the line have some ideas of either some group activities that are coming up. For example, there's a couple that I would like to mention. So we can share that with just the first, the community that's here on the call. So to unmute your line would be a *7 should unmute your line. So if you'd like to give that a try, I'd love to have you all participate in our buffet of movement by just talking about A through Z, what the activity is. I'll just name the letter and we'll call it out. *7 should unmute the line. Thank you so much, everyone. Welcome. So I'll call out the letter, and anyone on the line can just name the activity. Okay? So the letter A?
Archery.
I heard aerobics, and I heard one other one.
Archery.
Archery. B?
Badminton, Bollywood dancing.
Oh, badminton and Bollywood. Okay, great. And C?
Calisthenics.
Calisthenics. D?
Dancing.
Excellent, yeah.
E? Dog walking.
Oh, dog walking. I love it. I just met the cutest puppy named Ted today. Sorry. E. The letter E?
Egg tossing.
Exercise? And did someone have another one that was not exercise?
Egg tossing.
Say it again?
Egg tossing.
Oh, I love it. We need all the silliness, too. Okay, F?
Fencing.
Fencing, excellent. G?
Golf.
Golf, great.
Golfing.
What was it? Say again?
Golf.
Yeah, we say golf, good.
Golf.
H?
Handball.
Horseback riding.
Handball and horseback riding, excellent. Okay. I?
Ice skating.
Ice skating, terrific. J?
Jumping.
Jogging.
Jumping, jogging. One more?
Jousting, but that's a little violent.
Is jousting like fencing?
It's on a horse, though.
Oh, right, right. Oh, gosh. We have to put H and J together. Okay. the letter K.
Kickboxing.
Kite flying.
Kickboxing and kite flying. Excellent. L?
Line dancing.
Line dancing. My,
oh,
one of my favorites, DJ. One of my faves. M?
Mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing. Fantastic. N? Any activity?
Kneeling.
Well, should we let you slide on the K there?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, my God, yes.
That's okay, girl. I was like, okay, we're getting close. Let's see, N. Anyone have an N?
No, needlepoint.
I was going to say needlepoint also, which I'm going to take as an activity, and I'll tell you why. First of all, needlepoint is still better than sitting on the couch with the TV and non-intuitive eating. And needlepoint can also be done in a group as well, which who knows what can lead to after that. So I'm going to put needlepoint on there as an activity. Okay, element O.
Does Orin count, like in a boat?
I was going to say row to row, but we can go oaring. How's oaring?
Mm-hmm.
That's a stress, but we got it. Okay. P?
Ping pong.
Ping pong. Oh, my gosh, I love that. There's a place in Manhattan down on 23rd we keep talking about called, I think they went from spin to pong, but I'm not sure. What about Q? I'll be honest with you, the one we come back to, that I always come back to, is quilting, which gets us back to that needlepoint example.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I have a client who's retiring that wants to join a quilting group, which I think is fantastic. So, again, we're in an organized activity where there is movement. She has to get to the class. She has to do the quilting. She has to be in, she's in the group, so it's all fits in all the criteria. are?
What is it? Racquetball?
Rowing. Rowing, you said.
Yeah, racquetball, rowing, Great. S?
Spinning.
Swimming. Softball. Squash.
Ball, squash. Excellent.
Sledding.
Get this outdoors. Sledding. Yay, we're getting into the winter. Beautiful. Okay. T?
Tennis.
Okay. U?
Underwater swimming?
They. Yes, that means you have to put your head below the surface. Yeah, I like that. Okay, great. T, U, V?
Volleyball.
Excellent. W?
Wrestling.
Great. X? I only have one on this one, too, and it's xylophone. So I keep waiting for someone to... If anyone comes up with a Z at X, I'd be very happy. Y?
Yoga.
Yoga? What else?
Yodeling.
Yodeling. There you go. Okay, great. Perfect. And the Z.
Can't that be the rest after all of this is done?
Yeah, that would work. I got it. The one that I always come to on this one is zip line, which is we had done some zip line out in Arizona in May when we did our workshop out there. So that was really, really great. Okay, so terrific. So we just came up with 26 movement opportunities that are potential. Did that help to open it up a little bit for you, DJ?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Sarah, any thoughts on all those movement opportunities?
They sound great. I just don't know if I have the time.
We'll see if we can find one for you. Lisa, how does all those opportunities feel? I know you still have an injury. You still there, Lisa? Okay. Penelope?
Oh, you made me remember how much I miss I loved archery when I used to do it.
Oh, great. Good. And is there anyone else on the call?
It's Linda. I've joined late. I got home from work.
No problem. Welcome, Linda. Were you able to do the ABCs with us, the Buffet of Movement?
I did. I gave you a few.
Oh, terrific. And so how did all of that feel for you?
Well, I would love to do the Bollywood.
Okay.
That I had mentioned, but I'm surprised that I can't find a class on Long Island. I think you've offered it a few times, right, Rochelle?
Yes, we have done the Bollywood, yes.
Yeah. So, and wants me to get into the city, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for all of these...
Oh, and Maria's here, too.
Oh, terrific. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How did it feel to do all of the Buffet of Movement?
Oh, great. I couldn't come up with too many, but I...
To help open it up a little bit anyway to some ideas?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to also... let's see, Linda, I think this was you also. A couple of times I've mentioned meetup.com. And I don't know if any of you have been onto that, but I'll give you the history of that website because we're right at September 11th. It was developed by a gentleman after September 11th when many of the New Yorkers were going out and connecting with their neighbors on the streets and all. He found a sense of community of people wanting to come together. So he developed meetup.com, which when you go on to meetup.com, you're able to find a group that does the things that you might like to do. So, for example, I've gone on and looked for breakdancing for my nephew. And if I put in breakdancing and my zip code or the area I'm looking for, it will pull up all the breakdancing meetings that might be going on in the area. Someone who might want to do, I think somebody mentioned needlepoint. If you went on to meetup.com and put in needlepoint and your area, you might be able to find some groups that are working on needlepoint that might be not be far from you. Linda, you may want to check the Bollywood. I've never checked on that, but you might want to check Meetup for Bollywood.
You know, I also was, what's the name of the Irish dancing that they did in River Dance? What is that called? I can't recall it now.
I think it's Irish step dance or clogging, maybe.
Maybe clogging, yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I wanted to try also.
Mm-hmm. So try the meetup. And any of you that do find something, I would love to hear about it. So
it's all neighborhoods, not just the city?
It's all neighborhoods.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's a national, it's not international, but it's definitely a national groups. Okay? So we put together that whole movement thing. Now, what's holding some of you back from getting your movement in? I know some of you have schedules that are just insane and crazy, And but what else might be holding some of you back from getting in, re-engaged in a movement program? Anyone?
I get tired fast or something. I used to work out, and then I hurt a sciatic nerve on the left side of the body that goes to the toes, and then the right side. But what has happened the last week and a half is where I work at, they closed off Worth Street from the building, so you have to come out and then go up the hill and then around to the middle to come out. And somebody took me Wednesday to the elevator, and I decided to take the long way. So today was my second day doing it, but I felt good about it. I'm not motivated because I used to work out with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the city now, she's retired and moved, and all my other friends, everybody go different ways.
Right, right.
So that little 3 weeks that this is supposed to happen, but I think it's going to be longer, I'm just making myself do that. I bought a pedometer. I'm not even taking 2,000 steps a day, and that's frustrating.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're on the right track with doing this, instead of doing the elevator, you said? Is that what she said?
Yeah, because if I come out the elevator bank and go around, there's an elevator to take you upstairs to the street level.
I see.
Or I can come out the side of the building.
Right.
And then walk up a slight hill.
Right.
And then make a left turn, and it brings you back to the middle, but back to the front of the building.
Right.
So I've decided to take that as my walk.
Terrific.
And rather than just coming through the shortcut way.
Right. Excellent. Well, DJ brings up a great point. I always say to my clients, there is no magic bullet. There is no magic pill. It's not going to happen overnight. There's a great book I read called Take the Stairs, and his philosophy is sometimes you have to do things even when you don't want to. Like take the stairs instead of the escalator, for example. That's the movement he makes reference to. And what I find is that if you can just, like DJ was saying, if you just start a little bit of that, even if you had a movement program and you fell off, just get back on. When I say just get back on, say to yourself, I'm moving my body. I'm moving my body. Even if it's to go from one side of the apartment or one side of the house to the other, just say to yourself, I'm moving your body. Because all movement counts, all of it. And too often we're very quick to slice and dice and say that we're not doing enough. But I find that once we start to get our head and our body working together, I'm moving my body, then we start to build from that small foundation of recognizing what is working instead of slicing off what's not working. Always, always accenting what's not working. Instead, focus on what is working. Each time you climb 3 stairs, I'm moving my body. Each time you walk even to 2,000 steps, I'm moving my body. Start to build on what is working in your lifestyle and where is there movement. You are moving every single day, I can guarantee. Each of you are moving every day. But we're too quick to say how lousy we are or how much we're not doing it. Start to focus on what you are doing well. So, any questions on clothing or any thoughts about how the clothing, any concerns about that, what to get ready for?
No.
Okay. All right. So does anyone have, I just wanted to sort of bring this to a nice close here with, is there anyone, there are a few events in New York coming up that are group activities. Does anyone have a group activity that either it's one of the walks that might be going on or anything that anyone would like to share, how they're getting their fitness this fall?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Who is that so blue?
That's me, Linda.
Was that you, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I get upset because I know I should do it, but I get in my mood and I can't get motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a DJ that said, it's hard to find people who want to do the same thing that you want to do, but that's why the meetup thing sounds like a great alternative.
Yes, yes. The other thing,
we're going to try that.
Yes. And the other thing, are there any, so one of some of the things that are coming up this fall have to do with the group walks, like there's different walks for different organizations. And I'm sure they have those out on Long Island too, Linda, right?
Definitely, yes.
Like a breast cancer walk is this fall.
I know we're talking about being outside, but I don't like being outside.
You don't like being outside.
I get too warm.
Uh-huh.
I just get too hot. And so I like to do indoor activities, and certainly I could go on my treadmill, but that's so darn boring.
Oh, that's so boring, girl. Let's get you, let's see if we can find you some Bollywood together and find you some
yeah.
dance of some sort. Okay, terrific.
And I love yoga, and I was doing a chair yoga class, and then they canceled it because they didn't have enough people, and it's hard to find another class.
Right, right. Okay. Let's work together to try to find you some of the dance in Bollywood out of Long Island.
That would be great. I would love that.
Terrific. Sarah, are you still on the call?
Yep.
Do you have the date for the breast cancer walk?
1 second. Let me look it up.
Okay.
October. I think it's October, the weekend of October 19th through 21st.
Okay, great. Sarah is familiar, knows the Avon Breast Cancer Walk. She's with that organization. That's October 19th to 21st. Now, that's a very large event, large meaning it's a lot of walking. And that was the example I wanted to use, not to knock the event, but that was when one of my clients was in training for this event with not the proper attire and ended up with the large blisters under her breasts from doing all that walking to train to do this event. So if you're looking to do an event like that, just be sure you've got all the right gear for your body. Is there any other event that someone would like to bring up? Okay. Well, how many of you will be getting outside this fall, do you think? How many of you feel the weather's better that you can get outside, even to walk to work or from work? DJ, you just talked about it, so you're outside a little bit more.
Yeah, I used to live on the third floor. I moved to the first floor so that it would give me that boomph to get out a
yeah.
little more.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends, I meet up with people a lot more. And like I said, I have a choice that which way to go out my building right now, and I've chosen the longer way. For me, that's like hooray, because the security even said to me, "You got to walk up that long block to the corner." I said, "Yes, sir, I know." So that, to me, feels good.
Yes.
And, I mean, I have paid for a gym that I have not gone to.
Yeah.
What is it, Planet Fitness for the $10 a month.
Right.
And maybe if I can get to where I want to be, maybe I'll go there once or twice a week.
Right, right.
But I want to do the things that are free or feel good right now for walking. I think that this weekend I'm going to have a friend take me over to Riverbank State Park and come back and get me an hour and see how much walking I could put in on the track within an hour. Because I'll walk and stop and sit down and walk and stop if I feel tired. But the thing is to get moving, and that's my total goal, is to move.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Okay.
I have a bike that I haven't taken out of my apartment in months.
Is that Maria?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I have friends who are bikers, and they're always, like, telling me to come on, come along. But they go all over. They go to Brooklyn, across the bridge to Brooklyn. And
right.
But there's a track in my not far from where I am that a lot of people go down there and just ride around. So I really should do that.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting in my apartment.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds great. Yeah, definitely to try it on the track first before it sounds like your friends have been doing it for a while, just to get yourself built up a little bit.
Yeah.
But that sounds exciting. Good. Penelope?
I'm not much of an outdoor person. I agree with somebody else who said I like my exercise indoors, but...
And that's my name, Linda.
I love a water aerobics class that I take, and it actually has an open... the dome open, so you're kind of indoors but a little bit outdoors.
Oh, nice.
This is a great time of weather for that.
Very, very nice. Good, good. And Lisa? Oh, wait, I think Lisa left the call. Okay. And Sarah?
Yeah, I am like Penelope and that other woman. I don't like outdoors.
It's okay. You're all very honest about it.
So I try to do things indoors, like either yoga or on the treadmill or something like that. So actually what the weather is outside doesn't matter because I'm not going to be out in it.
Okay, that's good. I appreciate everyone's honesty about indoors and outdoors. That's great. Great. Well, listen, I hope this at least got you in the direction to with the buffet of movement that you're never stuck. You're always trying to find a way to, you know, bring in some other activities into your life. And also the whole idea of being with group, with the meetup group or some kind of organized group activity to really embrace the change of the weather, even if you're not going outside, and to just be mindful of the clothes that you're wearing and making sure that you've got the proper attire and less on your backs or in your bags if possible, even if you're going to and from work, so that you can your body can remain free to move through space. So I thank you all very much for joining me. If you have any other questions, feel free to call or email me at Rochelle@RochelleRice.com. Our next teleconference will be on it's Monday, October 8th, which is actually the Columbus Day, but I'm still going to hold the call at 8:30 p.m. And on that night, I'm going to be working with a certified diabetes educator. And the diabetes educator will speak about many of people are concerned about the pre-diabetic stage, where are they at? And then if you have diabetes, what type of foods should you be eating? But we'll also be discussing the foods to help maintain an even blood sugar for yourself. So that'll be on Monday, October 8th at 8:30 p.m., and we'll have that information on the site probably sometime tomorrow. So I thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Sleep well, and I hope to speak with you soon. You're welcome, DJ.
Thank
Bye,
you
Sarah.
For inviting me. Good night, everybody.
Bye, Lisa.
Good luck.
Bye, Penelope.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Linda.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye,
okay.
Maria.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.